Cuba is lashing out at the European Union a week after the EU announced it would downgrade relations with the island. The EU's action came in response to Cuba's recent crackdown on dissidents. This morning, Cuban President Fidel Castro led a massive protest march past the Spanish embassy, and he called the EU a pawn of the United States. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
The government-organized march brought hundreds of thousands of Cubans into the streets of Havana. Protesters demanded that European Union nations respect Cuban sovereignty, especially when it comes to domestic dissent. The protest comes a week after the European Union announced a series of measures aimed against Cuba for the April jailing of 75 prominent dissidents and the execution of three men who'd hijacked a ferry in an attempt to reach the U.S. The EU says it will reduce high-level diplomatic visits to Cuba, participate less in Cuban cultural events, and maintain contact with Castro's internal critics by inviting them to events at their embassies. That, more than anything, has angered Castro, who in recent weeks has criticized dissidents for visiting with U.S. diplomats. Last night, Castro went on television to condemn the EU's announcement. None of the EU functionaries will be invited to any Cuban government event, he said, if their diplomatic mission here in Cuba is simply to maintain relations with those mercenaries supported by the U.S. Analysts say Castro's harsh words for Cuba's traditional allies reflect a calculated risk. Cuba depends on hundreds of thousands of European tourists to keep its beleaguered economy afloat. But Hans de Salas, a researcher from the University of Miami, says Castro is willing to weather a diplomatic wrist slap from the EU, confident that it won't curtail Spanish and Italian vacation junkets to Havana.
Castro ultimately is not concerned with European political opinions. His main concern with the European Union is that it continue to send tourists and investment dollars or euros, I should say, into Cuba. And I don't think that relationship is going to be affected.
Well aware of the difference between diplomats and sunseekers with money to spend, Castro was careful to single out European politicians in last night's televised rant.
Redactado en estado de embriaguez.
They must have been drunk when they wrote the new EU policy, he said, and if not, then in a state of narcissism. He called the EU move Eurocentric. For the United States government, Europe's condemnation of Cuba is no doubt being seen as a victory. President George Bush has been pressuring Europe to support its policy of isolating Cuba based on human rights abuses. But in a setback for the U.S. closer to home, the Organization of American States has just voted for the first time to exclude the U.S. from its prestigious Inter-American Human Rights Commission, in part because of U.S. policy toward Cuba. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.